was a judge now, and he died.
We on time. We on time. Good morning. How y'all doing? Come on, hey Nia. Hey, my Renaissance grandma. How y'all doing this morning? We on time. Good morning. Y'all, I'm gonna sit here, y'all, and stirring the coffee. Stirring the coffee. Stirring the coffee with a fork. Come on, y'all. Get in here. Get in here. But I'm gonna have presumed innocence, like I didn't know it was a fork, but it was a fork. We on time. Thank you, Lord. Open plant. Facebook works me over some days. Nope, I'm gonna speak positive. Good morning. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Hey, Quita. Hey, Sharmana. How y'all doing? Y'all do me a favor. Start. Katina, thank you for your faithfulness. Y'all, let me tell y'all something about my little t-shirt this morning. Judah said I should have brought him one because he is my child. My t-shirt says, "Thou shall not try me." Woo, 24/7. Because I got holy hands. I got holy hands. Good morning. Hey, Jessica. Hey, Edie. Hey, Tremaine. Hey, Monique. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Y'all know I'm so gentle and so sweet. That is not my story. Good morning. Thank y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to do a little bit of sharing. You do a little bit of sharing. And let's get this thing out there, right? Hey, y'all, don't forget we got some spots available for Pillow Talk San Diego. I think you can do it. If you go over, you'll see you need a $200 down deposit by the end of this month. I think you want to be there. I think you want to be with us in San Diego. We huge Airbnb. We share space. We love on each other. I minister to you all weekend long. You're not responsible for anything but to pay your money, and we take care of you. And when I'm talking about we take care of you, like we take care of you and we spoil you. And maybe you can't go, and maybe you got some extra dollars, and maybe you want to help sponsor somebody. You can do that too. You can send an email info@justbeinglmj.com and say, you know what, I can't attend, but let me help sponsor somebody to get there. We can do that too. We got a sponsor for a van. Like, we just got some dope things happening at this Pillow Talk. So I would love to see you there. It's in July. You got plenty of time to save your money and to get there and to hang out with us. Can you type this in the comments this morning? The joy of the Lord. I see y'all sharing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Ooh, come on. The joy of the Lord is my eyebrows came out good today, y'all. I like when I have good eyebrows. The joy of the Lord. Let me see if my coffee is good. The joy, hey, Kirk, the joy of the Lord. Kirk, thank you. Thank you for sisterhood. Thank you for friendship. Thank you for all you do for the ministry. Thank you for your consistency. It means more than you know. Thank you for sharing the word. I appreciate you. Thank you, Jerrica. Thank you, Yara. Thank you for faith in me. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for sisterhood. I'm just calling some of y'all out as I see y'all. Gratitude is a really big part of my day. Hey, Momo. Hey, Monique. Thank you. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you for always sharing the word. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Lynette. Thank you, Deshaun. Listen, I was so grateful for you this morning. I said, you know, you got a bad beautician that takes care of your hair when you can go from curls, straights, clip-ins, and then come back and pull your, just wrap your hair up and pull your hair down today, and it looked like you fresh out of the salon. You got a bad beautician who takes care of your hair. So thank you, Deshaun. My auntie is on. Thank you, Auntie Cheryl. Hey, your aunt let you minister to her. That's big. My aunt is a giant in the spirit realm. So thank you, Auntie, for being here. Thank you. Hey, Kim Yardley. Thank you. We're going to New York. We're going to New York. I gotta come lay my hands on my great niece. We commenting in the comments, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on. Thank you, Candace. Candace, you've been rocking with us for a long time. Thank you for your support. Thank you for who you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. And if I didn't say your name today, at some point I'll get to your name. You are valuable. You mean a lot to me. You are a part of my tribe. You are a part of the global community. I appreciate you. Hey, Meredith, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate this community. I appreciate sisterhood. LMJ Ministries Coffee and Conversation. She couldn't be going. Tomorrow. Somebody say tomorrow. We celebrate 6 years of full-time ministry, 6 years since LMJ Ministries inception. So when you get ready to come in here tomorrow with the thought process that we're going to get a little whoop whoop. We're going to give a little whoop whoop to the Lord. Because tomorrow embarks 6 years. We in between 6 and 7. It's a long story, but tomorrow embarks 6 years since we've been out here putting a devotional out here serving the community out here. 6 years. We are 6 years old tomorrow, and I'm super excited about celebrating those 6 years, and we want y'all to celebrate with y'all. I might be eating a cupcake in the morning. Don't judge me. But we're going to celebrate LMJ Ministries. We're going to celebrate Coffee and Conversations. The devotional has over thousands of podcasts. So if you ever need to get back and go get yourself filled up, we have over thousands. I think I've been in ministry full time where I walked away. If you don't know my story, I walked away from my teaching position at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. I just gave God a really big yes and said, you know what? I'll follow thee. Woo! I just told him, I'll follow thee. I just said, Lord, I'll follow thee. Like, I'll follow thee. And that's what I've been doing, following God ever since. Just on this ride with God, just out in this move with God. And I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't have made a better decision than to follow God in this season, to walk away from what I thought was important, and to do exactly what God asked me to do. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful that he allowed me to do it. So tomorrow we're going to whoop whoop and celebrate it tomorrow. So let's be grateful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm just excited about God. Father God, thank you. Woo! Thank you. 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 We place you number one in our lives. We place you number one in our lives. We place you number one in our lives. You are not number two. You are number one. And so we extol you. We bless your name. We thank you. Oh my God, we worship you. We bless you. We are grateful to you. We thank you for a brand new beginning. We thank you for a fresh start. We thank you, Father God, for just being here. We thank you, Father God, for leading us. We thank you, Father God, for accepting us as your beloved. We thank you, Lord God, just for your power and your strength and you being over us last night. We thank you, Father God, that we are not anxious. We thank you, Father God, that we are not moved. We thank you, Father God, for a fresh anointing and a fresh refill and brand new beginnings this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one true God. Come on. He is the one true God. Can you put that in the comments? He is the one true God. There is no other God like you. Woo! There is no other God like you. There is no other God like you. And we bless and we glorify you and we magnify your name. We ask you, Father God, please forgive us. Like, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for sins that are known. Forgive us for sins that are unknown. We thank you for the power that worketh in us. Woo! We thank you for the power that renew us. We thank you, Father God, for the power that makes us steadfast. We thank you for the power that keeps us. We thank you, Father, for your transforming power. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. Woo! We thank you, Father God, for new strength. We thank you, Father God, for new strength. We thank you, Father God, for fresh grace, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for a renewed mind. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. My God, the great one lives inside of us, and he'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. Woo! Come on, I feel a fresh wind blowing. Lord God, I thank you this morning. You, a fresh wind is blowing. I sabotage every plot, every plan, every ploy of the enemy. Devil, your works are defeated and destroyed and have been at the cross. So we draw a bloodline covenant. The blood is the standard around our home, around our jobs, around our children, around our marriages, around our finances, and around our health today, Lord God. We sever and destroy the yokes and the ties and the bondage, and we come out of covenant. Woo! An agreement with any words that we have spoken that do not align with our testimony and our destiny, Lord God. We rescind those words. We repent of those words. We repent of unbelief, Lord God. We repent of speaking negative words over others, over our situations, Lord God. And we purposely for today speak life, speak growth, speak health. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Speak positivity. Speak good things over our lives. We speak good things over our children. Lord God, we will not report the situation. Yep, the situation may be real, but what we gonna say, Lord God, my God, is our victory is in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and put on the full armor of God today. We thank you for the helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness. We gird ourselves in truth today. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We got the feet, the gospel of peace on our feet. We're picking up our sword and we're praying in the spirit, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that we walk in truth today. And every lie that the enemy has told, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're severing those lies from our life. We are not defeated. We are not worthless. Oh, my God. And let us be anchored in truth. And let us be anchored in power. And let us be anchored in your presence. Fill us with your presence today, oh Lord. Let your presence be in our home. Let your presence be in our car. Oh, let your presence be on, my God, in our jobs. Let your presence be in the grocery store, Lord God. Let your presence be in every conversation, in every text message, Father God. We thank you for your presence today. We thank you for filling us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the oil of gladness. We thank you, Father God, for joy. We thank you, Father God, for restoring everything that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, and the locust has eaten. We thank you, Father God, and sabotage every plot, plan of the enemy that tries to come against our thoughts. We will not have broken thoughts, Lord God. We will be mature women and men of God, Lord God. Woo! Thank you, Father God. Thank you for filling us. Thank you for filling our cups this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the refill. Woo! Thank you, Father God, for the refill in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the refill. We thank you, Father God, for your power. We thank you, Father God, for a fresh touch. We believe we receive it too, Lord God. We believe we receive our daily bread. We believe we receive divine positioning. We believe we receive your power. Lord God, we drive out the spirit of strife. Strife will not be in our homes. Strife will not be on our job. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are the peacemakers and that we are the peacekeepers. And when the enemy tries to come in like a flood and lift up anything else against us, we thank you that the word, woo, come on, put this in the comments. I got to get something. Put this in the comments. Oh, no, we'll be good. Put this in the comments. The word is the standard. Come on, y'all. The word is the standard. Put it in the comments. The word will be the standard. Come on, y'all. The word is the standard. Woo! The word is the standard. We're not going to let nothing else be the standard. The word is the standard. Come on. Come on, let's drop it in the comments. I want to see it. Come on, the word is the standard. The word is the standard. The word is the standard. Come on, the word is the standard. We're not going to let nothing else be the standard. The word of God is the standard for our life. Woo! We thank you for that. We thank you for refreshing. We thank you for renewing. And we thank you for refilling us. I'm so excited this morning. I want to share just something with you. And then I'm going to get right into the word. I was meditating on something this morning. And I was in the bathroom. That's where he likes to speak to me. Brushing my teeth and getting ready for the devotional. And the Lord said something powerful, so powerful to me. And I was thinking about it as he has been in this journey, preparing us for our place, preparing us for where he has called us to be, giving us strength and encouragement through Joshua, talking to us about possessing the land, giving us the instructions. So this morning, the Lord was reminding me, you know, about being called to our assignment and the principalities that dwell there. Right. And he said to me, he said, for some reason, he said, y'all accept the principality that's called with that's assigned to the assignment, because there's always going to be a principality that's assigned to the assignment. There's always going to be some demon, some devil in hell trying to work against you. If God called you to a particular workplace and you are called there, but you are called out there to drive out. Y'all, come on. You are called there to drive out the principality. You are called there to walk in spiritual authority. Remember, you are the thermometer, not the thermostat, right? So there's going to be some weight. There's going to be something that comes with it. There's going to be an adversary, right? When you have an assignment, just like if you track the Israelites, they always had to drive out the inhabitants in the land. Woo! Well, when I was brushing my teeth and getting ready this morning, and the Lord was telling me, he said, some of y'all have accepted the principality as if it's normal. He said, y'all have accepted, because I was dealing with a situation, and I woke up this morning. And he said to me, he said, you know, that's a principality that's just trying to torment and taunt you. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against. And he said, some of y'all have accepted the principality as normal, as if you ain't got no authority in Christ Jesus. Like you just dealing with it, like you just working with it. And I was like, God, he was like, and you got the same authority and power that was in Christ Jesus in you. He said, remember with John 14:26, when he said, hey, you're about to go, like I'm about to go, and then the comforter going to come, and he's going to remind you of everything. Well, you got the authority to speak to the mountain. You got the authority in the name of Jesus to command the principality to flee and to go. You've been working alongside. You've accepted trouble as your norm. You've accepted wicked devices as your norm. You've accepted. See, that's what was wrong with them when they were supposed to go possess Canaan. They were afraid of the big grapes, but the grapes were signs of the multiplication and the increase that was supposed to be on their life. I feel like a woman down. The grace, the struggle, the presence, is the assignment of the anointing, the oil, the power that working on your life. And he said, you know, y'all have just kind of accepted that it is what it is, and you'll work alongside with the principality, murmuring and complaining instead of drawing a line in the sand and asserting yourself in the blood and acting as if you got the authority. When he sent the disciples out, he told them, you ain't got to take nothing with you. Woo! Come on. He said, I'm sending you out. I'm sending you out to heal the sick. I'm sending you out to drive out demons. I'm sending you out in my name, in the authority of my name. God has called you to the place And for some reason, you have settled in the place as if you and the principality is supposed to get along. I gotta go. It's a word. You have settled in the place as if you and the principality, you have settled in the place as if your children are supposed to be out of order. Now, this is not for you to go set yourself against a person. This is for the eyes of your understanding. Come on. The eyes of my understanding got to be open to the hope of who God called me to be in Christ Jesus. I need to be able to recognize what's coming against me so that I can swiftly deal with it. So I'm meditating and I'm brushing my teeth and the Lord is talking to me and I'm like, show me the places where I have accepted that this is supposed to be normal in my life. Warfare is normal, but victory is too. Let me say it one more time. Warfare is normal, but victory is too. And our victory is in Christ Jesus. And we cannot settle and be like, okay, I'm just going to live with this thing taunting me. I'm going to live with this thing pushing me. I'm just going to live with this thing agitating me. I'm just going to live with this thing irritating me. No. Look, the Lord Jesus said, speak to the mountain. Jesus said, no. Every time Jesus came into a situation in which he was supposed to gain territory, he took territory. Remember when Paul and them were walking and the woman was going before them and she was really heckling and they had to cast her out? Like, they dealt with her immediately because they recognized that she was really there not for the health of the ministry, but that she was really there to taunt the ministry. Come on, y'all. My God. So I'm going to just give you a short strategy of how you going to possess your land. I'm just going to give you a short strategy. Come on, that's it. Of how you continue to be strong, how you continue to be courageous. Because remember, your positioning also has to do with the stuff that you have to distribute to others. One of my friends got a raise and a promotion, and he said immediately in his mindset with the raise and the promotion, the first thing he thought was about, who else do I get to bless and help with this? Good. You are positioned not just for you. You are positioned for the generations. I had to remind you. Come on, y'all. I feel this thing this morning. You are positioned for the generations. You are a position for whoever you're supposed to help, right? So the agitator, the principality, the enemy, whatever it is, likes to discourage you, right? Discouragement is the number one tactic of the enemy. He wants you hopeless. He wants you to feel helpless. He wants you to feel like you ain't got no victory. He wants you to feel like you overcome. And he will plot and plan often amongst those that we love. So here's what I know about God, because we operate with the sword of the Spirit. He always gives a strategy for his people. When he was talking to Joshua, them, he said, be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to your fathers to give you as an inheritance. Come on, y'all. Come on. He said, be strong. He says, above all, remember, we learned what above all meant. He says, be strong and very courageous to observe carefully. Woo, come on. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. To observe carefully everything written in it, for then you will prosper and succeed in what you do. So their prosperity and succession was dependent upon the word or the instructions that God has given them. There are instructions and wisdom for every circumstance and every situation you are facing. Woo! There is a wisdom. My God, that's why I always advocate, if you are a person who can pray in tongues or pray in the Spirit, the praying in the Spirit is going to refresh you, and praying in the Spirit is going to strengthen and give you strategies and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. There is not, but the enemy likes you comfortable with the principality or the assignment. Woo! But here's the shift. Come on, y'all. Write it in the comments. Put it in your notes. There's about to be a shift. Here's the shift. You're going to walk in a new power. Let me give you Ephesians 3:20, because we've been quoting it, right? We've been quoting it for a long time. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably above and more, I think, right? I'm not quoting it right. But the point of the scripture is, at the end of the verse, is what we're missing. The above and the more that we think happens according to the power that is working in us. What he's going to do through you is already working in you through Christ Jesus. Woo! There's about to be a shift. It's already, Sandra, what you need for this assignment in this season is already working through you in Christ Jesus. Michelle, what you need in this season is already working in you through you in Christ Jesus. What's already, come on, y'all. You got to let this minister to you this morning. You've been paying too much attention to what's been against you. I need you to pay attention to the power that is working in you through Christ Jesus, Yara. I need you to pay attention through the power that's working in you through Christ Jesus, Valda. I need you to pay attention to the power. We got too much emphasis on the principality and not enough emphasis on the power. Come on. So if we learned the other day that if he's saying be courageous or be strong, then that's already in us. Then that's already in you, Julia. Then that's already in you, Maria. So we don't coexist, Val, with the principality as if it belongs to the assignment. The assignment of the principality is to distract, deter, and discourage you from showing up in the full power that's already in you, that's in Christ Jesus. This level of power and authority, you don't even have to say much. You can walk into a circumstance and a situation, and all you got to do is say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. The power of his name is enough. Woo! See, some of y'all been too wordy. Some of y'all been trying to diabolically position yourself to get ahead of the enemy when what's inside of you already positions you for victory, right? Blessed is the peacemakers. Blessed is the peacekeepers. Sometimes you just got to shut your mouth and keep your peace and let the angels in Romans 8 make intercession for you. Sometimes you just got to shut your mouth and make peace that if God is for me, then who can be against me? Sometimes you just got to shut your mouth and make peace that the power has already gone before you and destroyed the enemy. Multiple times the Lord told them, he said, I've already gone before you. I've already gone before you and worked this thing out. Woo! If I called you to it, I've already gone before you and worked this thing out. I'm your rear guard, so you ain't got to worry about the backlash. I got to go. You ain't got to worry about the backlash when you're operating in truth. You ain't got to worry about the backlash or what might happen next or who might have a problem when you stand in truth, when your heart is positioned right. You ain't got to stop looking over your shoulders wondering if the enemy is about to ambush you. When the Holy Spirit knows the end of a thing, I gotta go. When the Holy Spirit knows an end of a thing, when the Holy Spirit has already told you seated in victory, when the Word of God has already told you I won't leave you homeless, when the Word of God has already told you I won't leave you without food, when the Word of God has already told you I'll supply all your needs according to your riches and glory. Some of us are afraid to walk in the truth because we've been looking behind us thinking that there's going to be backlash for operating in truth. My God, when he has already said he'll go before you and he'll be your rear guard. Let me give you some instructions. I'm going to just give you something to keep you in your walk with possessing the Lord. These are the instructions for keeping you in your walk, right? I wrote on my Facebook page, my personal page the other day, those who walk with God will always reach their destiny. Come on. Those that walk with God will always reach their destiny. Baby, the Lord is the good shepherd. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Come on. He lights the path. He'll be a light and a lamp unto your feet. You're not walking into a dark. Wait, I'm walking into a dark situation. How you walking into a dark situation and the light of the Holy Spirit is inside of you? You're not ever walking into a dark situation. The light of the Holy Spirit is inside of you. The teacher, the comforter, the strengthener, the advocator is inside of you. You just got to position yourself in a place so that your walk with God is strengthened. Let me give you this. So already you need to know, those that walk with God, gonna reach that. I'm going to reach my destination. You ought to put that in the comments today. I'm going to reach my destination. Woo! I'm going to reach my destination. One, you're going to, here's the instructions. One, start every day with prayer. End every day with prayer. Start every day with prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, right? You will never be strong enough without a prayerful, positioned life. You're going to be as strong as your prayers are. You're going to be as strong, wherever you're seated in prayer is the strength that you're going to have. Come on, y'all. Let me give you another one, right? You need to make sure you aren't being deceived. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Maybe, just maybe, there is something or someone you are connected to that's bringing you way too much stress. Maybe there is something that you're connected to, or it could be a thought process that you're connected to that's leading you away from God. Or maybe there's a distraction or something that you're connected to that's wasting your time. A principality loves to keep you connected to day-to-day chaos. You got to make a declaration today. From this point on, I am not going to be connected today to day in and day out chaos. The chaotic life stops today. The confused life stops today. Many of what we've been wrestling with is a thought process. Ooh, right? So stay aware. Stay when you in day-to-day chaos, that's a pause. That's a positioning. That's where I got to put myself in a position and begin to pray. You are not to be linked in today chaos. You're not. So the next thing you got to do is put up spiritual boundaries. 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt be saved thyself and them that hear thee. Not only are you going to save yourself, but you're going to save those that hear you. You got to go above and beyond to put up boundaries to protect your walk. You're going to have to study and meditate his laws to protect your walk. This that I'm telling you this today is going to require you, not for everybody else, but it's going to require you to do a lot of evaluation of yourself. I got to evaluate me. I got to evaluate me. I ain't got to evaluate nobody else, but I got to evaluate me. I got to pause and let the Holy Spirit search. When I start feeling like I'm not worthy of something that God is calling me into, I got to pause and let the Holy Spirit search the parameters of my worth to see why I think I'm not supposed to do what God, or why worthlessness has attacked me from me walking into what I'm supposed to do. So I got to evaluate me. I got to pause and let the Holy Spirit take my heart and mind in a place to see why I'm so afraid of walking in the shift. I got to pause and see why the Holy Spirit, and ask the Holy Spirit, why am I afraid of taking my authority and walking in Christ Jesus? I got to pause and see it. I got to evaluate myself and I see it. And then the next thing I'm going to do, Romans 10, 17, faith comes through hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. You cannot be slack on meditating the word day and night. You're going to have to get your faith on full for this next assignment. What God has called you to ain't no mamsy-pamsy assignment. What God has called you to in this season is going to require you to operate in another level of sobriety. The marriage you coming into, the business you walking into, the ministry you walking into. That means you ain't going to have a lot of time for idleness. You got to be locked in to what the Savior says and what he's doing, or you will sink. Come on now. So you're going to meditate the scripture, and then you're going to pause and learn how to listen to God. Prayer is not just you talking to God. Prayer is you pausing to receive answers. And if you're a person that prays in the Holy Spirit, sometimes your answer won't come later. And then also remind yourself, he has a soft, still voice. It's small, it's soft. So you're going to have to get out of loud places so you can hear God. Ooh! Last part. Remember who you are in Christ. You are here on an assignment. Matthew 5, 13, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You cannot afford to stay hidden in this season, Julia. You cannot, you ain't back here serving behind the scenes, doing what you need to do. This is Julia's season to come forth. This back here, that's good. That was their season. You got the heart of a servant, but this is Julia's. This is their learning institute. This is Julia's season to nurse and minister through what Julia has been called to do in this season, so that your Father, Julia, can be glorified in heaven. So let us walk with decency, as in daylight, not in carousing or in drunkenness, not in sexual impurity and promiscuity, not in quarreling and not in jealousy. Come on, right? That's Romans 13 and 13, right? We have to walk a certain way because they watching us. There can't be more spirituality amongst unbelievers. They have to walk. We have to walk in a certain way because they watching us. Those that don't believe watching us. They watching to see if we kind. They watching to see if we light. The enemy is watching to see how we even respond to the adversary. How we respond. I had a situation recently. Can I share this? Okay, not all of it, but a situation where I had to deal with somebody who really had a problem with me. So the Lord said, and I came back, I said, what was the lesson in this? He said, to see if you were really compassionate, to see if you really walked in love, to see if you really, because I had to serve somebody who ain't like me. And I had to serve him with gladness. And I had to serve him with gladness. And I had to serve him with gladness. I had to serve them with gladness. I had to serve them at a capacity and a level, right? Because they watching us. Woo! Remember, you're a delegate for God. Remember, you're a delegate for God. Remember, you're a delegate for God. So when you show up haphazardly, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. So to the enemy, thou shalt not try me. I do not have time for the enemy. Thou shalt not try me. That is going to be my mood for the rest of my life. You ought to put that in the comments. That say that you thou shalt not try me. We are no longer going to live in as if we have to settle and we have to accept the pressure, the principality, the discord, the strife. We don't have to accept that. We just got to show up in Jesus. Shall not try me. We serve the one true God. We serve the one true God. You need to draw a bloodline around everything attached to you, around your home. You need to go in your business today and open the door and tell everything that does not belong in my house, it's time for you to go. Go to your job. It don't matter who don't believe. Put some oil on your hands. Just start touching the desk. Just start touching the office. Put some oil under your feet today and let the oil be representative of the blood of Jesus. Everywhere I go today, in the name of Jesus, and not accepting. Say, now shall not try me. That's my move for the rest of my life. I am not going to be dwelling with a principality and accepting that it's supposed to be in my life. It does not line up with what God has said. Thou shalt not try me. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. You were bruised for our iniquities. Thank you, Jesus. You were chastised for our peace. Thank you, Lord God, that this type of teaching is new for some of us. Nobody has ever told us that we had an authority that we could walk in Christ Jesus. Do not let the devil pluck this up. Woo! Let us be mindful of our words. Let us be mindful of who we are. This is not a prideful thing. This is a thing recognizing that the one true power belongs to our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thou shalt not try me. I love y'all. Two things. If the Lord places it on your heart to give, to partner with this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org. You can find all the ways that you can give to the ministry. How you keep the gospel of Jesus Christ going, how you keep getting us plugged in, how we do feed the streets, how we serve the women, all this stuff. You can find out all the ways to give on the website. Also, second thing, most important thing, is if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is where your power going to begin. Woo, come on, y'all. This is where your power going to begin. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life and take away my sins. I promise to follow you, love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email at info@justmeandlmj.com. You got to, like, you know how people be like, you woke, y'all woke now. Everybody who's a part of this devotional, this word will be so implanted in you that you will no longer accept untruth. You will accept the power of Jesus Christ. You will stand up in the authority of Jesus Christ. And where you are weak, you will receive the sufficiency of grace today. You're going to receive the sufficiency. You're going to know that grace will sustain you and get you through. But you're going to lock in to the word of God that the power of Jesus Christ is working in you, and it will cause you to overcome. And it will cause you to walk in the fullness of who called you to be. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you even more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. And I'll see you in the morning. Love, peace, and blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.